Throughout the 60s and 70s, cops hunted down key figures of the Dixie Mafia, including its enigmatic ringleader, Kirksey Nix.
I'm interested in making money. I'm not interested in hurting people.
15 years into Kirksey's life sentence, the Dixie Mafia was practically folklore, but that would soon change. I'm Jed Lipinski. This is Gone South, a documentary podcast from C13 Originals, a Cadence 13 studio. Season 2, The Dixie Mafia. Available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The listening you love is on the free Odyssey app. Your trusted local radio stations, coverage of your favorite teams, live news from your hometown, and millions of podcasts on demand. Best of all, you can completely customize your listening experience. Follow topics you care about, like leagues and teams. Pause or rewind your local sports and news. And add shows to your queue to catch up later. There's a lot to listen to. So get started and download the free Odyssey app today.
We'll continue the NFL conversation right now with the former NFL head coach. And that, of course, is Jay Gruden, kind enough to join us on CBS Sports Radio. Jay, always appreciate the time. How you been?
Been doing good, playing a little bit of golf, watching these games on TV, having a good time.
Have you been hitting them straight? How's your golf game?
You know, it's up and down, like most five handicappers. You play good one day and terrible the next, but it's fun.
I'm envious of all the golf time you're able to get in. So right now, we were talking about this before you came on in the AFC, and this is shaping up to be a heck of a postseason, especially when you just look at the quarterbacks. You already have Mahomes, Allen, Burrow, Lamar Jackson, now Justin Herbert last night clinched playoff berths. And then you could see Trevor Lawrence added into that fold. Just with those young, talented quarterbacks we have in the AFC, it's really setting up not only for a fun postseason, Jay, but for years and years to come.
Yeah, for sure. And that's why you see so many teams jockeying and trying to find that quarterback, because that position is critical for your team's success. And those teams that you mentioned all have great ones, great futures for years to come. I mean, they're all young, they're all talented. And I think the stage is set for a great playoff.
Last night, we saw Justin Herbert and the Chargers punch their ticket to the postseason. How do you kind of look at the job Brandon Staley has done this year? Because not only has he had to deal with a lot of injuries, but also those rumors of maybe Sean Payton replacing him.
Yeah, I think every team that struggles a little bit has those rumors of Sean Payton coming in. You know, it's a tough thing to deal with. But Brandon's done a good job. You know, he takes some hits for some of his decisions on fourth down and what have you, but he's got that team in position to make a run in the playoffs. He's got an excellent quarterback. Their defense played a lot better last night than they have in games past, so that's a big plus for them if their defense continue to play. Justin Herbert gets going, throwing to Keenan Allen and Mike Williams. They'll have a chance.
Yeah, and I still think that they're so dangerous because really, Jay, and you even just said it, they haven't really played their best game yet because of all those injuries.
Yeah, I agree. And, you know, I didn't even mention Austin Eckler. I mean, this guy's running between the tackles. He's a great weapon out in space in the passing game. So, yeah, for sure. Their defense continues to play like they have. They get healthy. They get Derwin James on the field for a full 60 minutes game after game. They're going to be tough to deal with.
Who do you think is the best team in the AFC right now?
Well, I usually start with the quarterbacks, and I think, you know, you got to mention, I think the Cincinnati Bengals are. They beat Kansas City 3 times in a row. They're playing very good defense. They got 3 unbelievable, talented receivers. They got a solid running game. I do worry about the loss of their right tackle. That bothers me a little bit, but I like the way Joe Burrow plays in clutch situations.
Talking to Jay Gruden right now, Zach Gelb here with you on CBS Sports Radio. If you were interviewing for that Broncos job and you were asked, how would you fix Russell Wilson, what would your answer be?
Well, sometimes quarterbacks at the age of Russell Wilson have had habits that they cannot correct, and he has an issue with pocket presence. Takes a lot of sacks. It doesn't see very well down the field. There are things you got to do with them, get them outside the pocket, try to get some quick game going, try to make it comfortable. Got to get a strong running game for him. I don't think Russell Wilson's in any position where you think you can drop back 35 to 40 times a game and he's going to beat you. He's got to be a controlled passing game 20, 25 times a game and running game and play great defense. But he still can't escape and do the things you need to do for a quarterback.
With him being 34 years old and how much money they have tied up to him, do you think that's an attractive job for prospective head coaching candidates?
I really do not. It's not, you know, it's a tough situation to walk into. They've been dismal on offense. You know, they should be better on offense than they are with the talented quarterback that they have, the receiving court they have. They've had a couple good running backs. Their offensive line isn't terrible, and their defense has been playing great. There's no reason for them to be in a situation they are in. You can't just blame the coach. I know they fired Coach Hackett, but you know, players have to stand up and make some plays, and they just haven't made any on offense. They've been horrific, and I really don't know why. Is it the quarterback? Is it the line? Is it the play calling? I think it's a combination of all of them.
Is the ceiling for Russ moving forward at the age of 34 just being a good quarterback in this league and no longer a great quarterback if he gets things right again?
I think, yeah. Yeah, I do think so. I think when they were great at Seattle, they had the Legion of Doom. They played incredible defense. People tend to forget that. They just think about Russell Wilson, but they had one of the top defenses of all time playing with them. Great in turnovers, making big stops, giving them great field position. And they had a pretty good defense in Denver. And the way he's performed the last couple of years, I'm not too sure he's a top 25 quarterback, let alone a top 10 quarterback.
Jay Gruden here with us. When you get to this decision that Ron Rivera has to make for your old football team, if you were still in charge there, would you go with Carson Wentz or Taylor Heinicke this week?
You know, it's a tough call. You know, I'm not there to watch them practice every day in OTAs and training camp and just see the body of work that they've put in. You know, you can see him on game day. You see Heinicke make some plays with his legs. He's a tough, great competitor. You see the arm talent that Carson Wentz has. He struggled a little bit early, but, you know, they weren't playing as good on defense as they were when Heinicke played. They were running the ball effectively when Heinicke got those wins, so I'm sure Carson Wentz can hand off just as good. That's a really tough call. I can't pin the San Francisco game on Heinicke. He played very well for three quarters. He had two very unfortunate plays. I don't think either one of them were his fault. One was on the back, one was on the protection. They pulled him, brought in Wentz, and he made some good throws down the field. It's just hard for me to say, hey, put in Wentz right now, because if they thought Wentz gave the best chance to win big games in the playoffs, they should have put him in when he got back from his injury. So I think there are some feelings around the building that they think Heinicke's better. I personally would stick with Heinicke.
When you look at just the roster, I know there's a lot of different views of the Commanders organization because of their owner and Daniel Snyder. We don't know how much longer he's going to be owning the team. But when you just look at that roster, it seems like they're a quarterback away. This seems like a pretty damn good roster, Jay.
Yeah, it is. You know, I like to think I left it in a better spot than when I got it. We had some pretty good players. They left some pretty good players that we had go. But they are talented. They have very good defensive line. Sweat, Allen, and Payne are outstanding. You know, they lost Holcomb, but they're getting a first-round pick back, Chase Young. They got a pretty decent secondary with Kendall Fuller back there leading the way. And then offensively, the offensive line is probably a little bit shaky, in my opinion, but they have a good, strong running game and obviously three ultra-talented receivers.
What's been your evaluation this year of Daniel Jones, Jay Gruden?
You know what? I like Daniel Jones. You know, I think Daniel Jones is doing a lot with a little right now. I know he has a great running back in Saquon, and that's their ticket to success is handing him the ball. But when he has to drop back the pass, you know, he doesn't have Tyreek Hill or Jason Waddle or Jalen Waddle or any of these marquee receivers running around for him. He's got pretty marginal group out there at receiver. I'd probably say they're the bottom third of the league in receiving talent and tight end as well. So I think he's doing a lot with a little. I think he's got arm talent. He's shown what he can do athletically outside the pocket. He's a lot more athletic than a lot of people give him credit for. I do like him. I think somebody's going to take a chance with him. If it's not the Giants, somebody will pay him very well and let him be their franchise quarterback for a few years.
That's going to be the thing, what the contract is, because I do think the Giants want him back, but I just wonder how crazy you get with this contract, because he's showing that he could be a serviceable quarterback, a little bit more than a serviceable quarterback in this league, but you still wonder if he could be that franchise guy.
Yeah, that's the issue a lot of teams have with these guys that aren't the top, you know, the Burrows, Mahomes, and Josh Allens. Those are obvious guys, but then the other guys are playing the quarterback position. They're going to want quarterback starting money, and that's what it is. And some teams are stuck with guys that are maybe top 10, top 15 type quarter, but you have to have somebody. You can't go into the draft, say, let's draft one. You can't go to free agency. There'll be a free agent available. No, there won't. Not many teams are going to let go of a marquee quarterback to another team. They're going to keep their quarterback, unless you're the Washington football team, like we let Kirk Cousins go. So it's very hard to find a quarterback. And if you have one that has some talent, has some athletic ability, you got to hold on to him, because there's no guarantee you're going to find another one like that.
Jay Gruden, you mentioned one of your former quarterbacks in Kirk Cousins. What do you think the Vikings could do this year with what you've seen out of them so far?
Well, I like the fact that they've won a lot of close games. You know, to be 10-0 with 1-point games or 2-point, whatever, close games is impressive. They've come from behind. They've won with the lead. They've made big plays in critical situations. They have big-time players at key positions of Dalvin Cook and Justin Jefferson and Adam Thielen. And obviously, Aiden Hockenson is no cupcake either. So they have key players at key positions, and the quarterback is playing with a lot of confidence. And that goes a long way come playoff time. And I think defensively is where they're struggling, obviously. But if they can play a little bit better, then they have a chance.
I look at Justin Jefferson. He's making a serious case for NFL MVP. We've never seen a receiver win that award, but with some of the injuries at the quarterback position, he may end up winning this thing, Jay.
I agree, and why not? I mean, this guy is a dominant player, and some of the plays that he's made, like I mentioned, the one against Buffalo, the one last week against Giants, he just made play after play in big-time situations, and why not? I mean, this guy is a dynamic player. He can run every route from outside and inside. He's a great target. He's good after the catch. Obviously, he's a great guy. He brings a lot of energy to that franchise, and they would not be where they're at without that guy.
I know you do some work with the Rams right now. Just what has been your evaluation of Baker Mayfield? Because it's been impressive how that guy has come in and just very quickly has played some better football.
Yeah, Sean's a very quarterback-friendly coach. He can take a quarterback and make him very comfortable early, and that's what he's done with Baker. He hasn't asked him to do too much in a drop-back passing game. He's got him outside the pocket, done a lot of play action, some bootlegs, some comfortable throws for him. And when he's asked to make some big-time throws, he's made them. It's been a great start for Baker with his career at Rams and pretty rejuvenating himself to put himself in that talk for maybe a quarterback for one of these teams that need one in the future, if it's not the Rams, if it's somebody else.
There's a coaching side of it, and then there's a human side of it when we get to Tua Tagovailoa. This is now multiple times this year he's been in concussion protocol. I know they're fighting for a playoff berth, but how would you handle that situation this weekend if you were a coach?
Well, you have to let the trainers handle it, and the concussion protocol take its course. That's the only thing you can do. You know, when they say he's ready to go, then you have to take their word for it and Tua's word for it. You know, if they say he's not ready, if he's not passing the necessary test, then he can't play. That's just the way it is. You know, I think some concussions are obviously more dangerous than others, I guess. I'm not a doctor, but hopefully it's just a little minor rung bell, I guess, so to speak. I don't know. It's just hard to say, but you have to trust the process. Trust the doctors, and obviously trust Tua.
Last thing I'll ask you, it was announced today that J.J. Watt is going to be playing his final few games of his NFL career over the next 2 weeks. When you were preparing for J.J. Watt, just what would come to mind as we've seen one of the more dominant players in NFL history the last decade or so?
I think you said it there. I think he's, if not the best, the most dominant. He's in the top five most dominant players.
Throughout the 60s and 70s, cops hunted down key figures of the Dixie Mafia, including its enigmatic ringleader, Kirksey Nix.
I'm interested in making money. I'm not interested in hurting people.
15 years into Kirksey's life sentence, the Dixie Mafia was practically folklore, but that would soon change. I'm Jed Lipinski. This is Gone South, a documentary podcast from C13 Originals, a Cadence 13 studio. Season 2, The Dixie Mafia. Available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The listening you love is on the free Odyssey app. Your trusted local radio stations, coverage of your favorite teams, live news from your hometown, and millions of podcasts on demand. Best of all, you can completely customize your listening experience. Follow topics you care about, like leagues and teams. Pause or rewind your local sports and news, and add shows to your queue to catch up later. There's a lot to listen to, so get started and download the free Odyssey app today. The listening you love is on the free Odyssey app. Your trusted local radio stations, coverage of your favorite teams, live news from your hometown, and millions of podcasts on demand. Best of all, you can completely customize your listening experience. Follow topics you care about, like leagues and teams. Pause or rewind your local sports and news, and add shows to your queue to catch up later. There's a lot to listen to, so get started and download the free Odyssey app today.